to have 300 verses memorized. All it takes is one stone to bring down the giant. When it is thrown with confidence, just like Jesus did when he was tempted of the devil. Turn these stones into bread. No, it is written, man does not live by bread alone. He flings the stone at the devil. And the devil has no way to combat that. He gives him another. He flings another stone and that temptation is gone. He gives him another and he flings another stone at him and the temptation is gone. We are to learn from the battles of David and how they apply to our lives and what we can gain from them, because the gates of hell will not prevail against these rocks, against these stones. The gates of hell will not prevail. And I know sometimes it looks like the gates of hell have broken loose. And all of a sudden, there's a flood. But God knows how to raise up a standard when that happens. Verse 50, it says this, so David prevailed over the Philistine with a sling and a stone and struck the Philistine and killed him. But there was no sword in the hand of David. See, it looks unlikely that he could win. All he had was a stone and a stick. That's it. And Goliath, he's filled with armor. He's almost twice the height of David. The Goliath's resume is much longer. He's been fighting for a lot longer. He's had many battles. He is a champion after all, and David is a shepherd. But with a sling and a stone, God could prevail against your giant as well. In verse 51, therefore David ran and stood over the Philistine and took his sword, Goliath's sword, and drew it out of the sheath and killed him and cut off his head with it. And when the Philistines saw that their champion was dead, they fled. I think this is a picture of what God wants us to do with things that are not of him. Things that are of the devil. Many times we think we could coexist with them. Well, if I only do this little bit, I should be okay. And if I only go this far, I should be okay as well. If I don't get into this, then I'll be able to handle it. We're to cut off the head of the devil. We're to cut it off. We're not to leave any room for life. It is to be gone. We are to make sure that there is no room for the devil to live anywhere in our life. And David shows us this by cutting off his head. And in verse 52, it says, now the men of Israel and Judah arose and shouted and pursued the Philistines as far as the entrance of the valley and to the gates of Ekron. And the wounded of the Philistines fell along the road of Shearim, even as far as Gath and Ekron. Isn't it amazing that it says, Now the men of Israel and Judah, they arose. So they must have been seated. But now they arose. 40 days the enemy has been taunting them. 40 days no one's been doing anything. Oh, they had shouting. You remember from a couple of weeks ago? Oh yeah, they had the shout. Woohoo, we're going to go get them. But then they don't. Well, let's take a seat. But now that somebody actually got in the fight, now they're all ready to fight. And what we need is more victories. What we need is more victories. People that will fight, because when we see others fighting and winning around us, when we hear those testimonies, we're encouraged to fight ourselves. We're encouraged to go out there where before maybe it was stand on the sidelines. Maybe it was a little shout, but when the enemy comes, well, okay, I better sit down before I rile him up. I don't want him to think that. I don't want him to think that that I'm going to get too involved in this. Like the teacher who calls on or asks the question, and all the kids put their heads down, like, oh my, he might call on me. They not only arose, they got their shout back, but then they finally pursued. They finally said, okay, it's time to do something about the enemy. The deal was that if Goliath was killed, they'd all become their servants. But that's not necessarily what happened. They had to fight. They had to go into the battle. There had to be hand-to-hand combat as well. In verse 53, then the children of Israel returned from chasing the Philistines, and they plundered their tents. And David took the head of the Philistine and brought it to Jerusalem, but he put his armor in his tent. And many times what we need is we need to remember what God has done for us in the past. Why would David bring the armor back to his tent? I believe it's something that we need to do as well. We need to have that armor around us to look at from time to time when the next enemy comes and say, look, here's the armor of the past things that came against me. Here's the things that came against us in the past. Here's a reminder of the things that God has done. Even as Daniel said today, God keeps reminding, I took care of this, I could take care of that. And we all have our stories too. And we all have our history with God and the things that He has done for us. We need to take those battle things that we have collected from the enemy and remember them. Put them right where we can see it, right before our eyes. Here is the armor of the enemy that I have taken, the battles that I have won with God's help and only with His help. And then David does something interesting. He takes the head of Goliath and he brings it to Jerusalem. Remember before he said, he talks to the giant. He says, I want the assembly to know and I want the whole earth to know. This to me is like a modern version of Facebook, where David is saying, I want everybody to see the pictures of what God has done. It's like he's posting it and saying, look, it's for all to view, it's for all to see. This is what my God is capable of doing. He is capable of bringing down the enemy, even cutting his head clean off. This is our God. This is our God. And then this part is amazing as well. Verse 55. When Saul saw David going out against the Philistine, he said to Abner, the commander of the army, Abner, whose son is this? And Abner said, as your soul lives, O king, I don't know. So the king said, inquire whose son this young man is. Then as David returned from the slaughter of the Philistine, Abner took him and brought him before Saul with the head of the Philistine in his hand. And Saul said to him, whose son are you, young man? So David said, I am the son of your servant Jesse, the Bethlehemite. Isn't this a great scene? I mean, in my mind, it's just a great scene. You should see it. It's a great scene in my head. Here he is, this young kid, ruddy, good-looking, with a sling and a stone in his hand, carrying the head of a giant just severed. Okay, maybe a little gruesome, but really cool. He's carrying the head of Goliath, and Saul doesn't even know who he is. This unknown shepherd just coming from the field to bring some food for his brothers, entangled in the battle of the nation, defeats the one who is taunting the armies of the living God. Whose son is this? Who is that guy? Don't you think he would ask those questions before he went out to battle? But no, he doesn't ask. Whose son is, who is this guy? Who does he belong to? Where did he come from? Is he even Jewish? Who is he? He's unknown. Just like we are unknown. Just like we are. And I believe that there are some of you out here that have already disqualified yourself and said, this isn't for me. I'm not a giant killer. I'm not one who could go against anything like Goliath. Maybe I'll get by. Maybe I'll get by if I just be quiet and I go to church a few times. And you're not, I'm that's not for me. That's for other people. That's for people. It's just not for me. And I believe there are people out here that have disqualified themselves saying that's not who I am. I'm not like David. I want you to turn to one other place with me. Just a few chapters over. 1 Samuel 22. I want you to see this very thing. 1 Samuel chapter 22, verses 1 and 2. David therefore departed from there, it doesn't matter where he was, and escaped to the cave of Adullam. So when his brothers and all his father's house heard it, they went down there to him. And everyone who was in distress, and everyone who was in debt, and everyone who was discontented gathered to him. So he became captain over them, and there were about 400 men with him. These are the men who eventually were giant killers. You remember? We read a few weeks ago how David's men were the ones who killed the other giants. But they started out like this. Everyone who was in debt, everyone who was discontent, everyone who had all these issues, everyone who was in distress. They had no money. Probably a bunch of complaining guys. Everyone who had all these issues, they became giant killers. They became the giant killers because they hung around one who killed giants. They became like the character of the one who was their leader. David was a giant killer, so now the people underneath him became giant killers, even though they started out as those that are in debt, those that are in distress, those that are discontent. The devil wants you to believe that you're just part of the army that will get to sit and do nothing, maybe shout every once in a while, but never go against the giant yourself. You are the very ones who God says, all it takes is a sling and a stone. Don't you get it? It doesn't take 4 years of theological seminary. It doesn't take all these years and all. It just takes God and you and a willingness to fight, a willingness to sling those stones at your Goliaths, can bring them down. It doesn't matter what your condition is, because God works with those that are in debt, those that are in distress, those that are discontent. And he can make them into something great. Something so great that they could bring down things that are as big as Goliath. That's who God is. That's who God is. It doesn't matter about yourself. You look in the mirror and you say, well, it's not me. Well, I'm telling you, with God, it is you. It is you. And we need people that will rise up and fight, because when you rise up and fight, everyone else around you is willing to also fight. This is God's method of doing things. We might be outmanned. We might have no way of knowing what our solution is. But with God, there is a way. Let us fight and become giant killers ourselves. The name of the Lord be praised.